Our Lord says in the gospel today, he who wishes to follow me must take up his cross. You know, the situation in the church that we're going through today has had, well, not exactly the same way, but has been very similar. During the lifetime of today's Saint Pope, Saint Marcellus I, when his predecessor, Pope Marcellinus, had died, the persecution going on in the church at that time was such that they couldn't elect a new pope for a few years. Some say it was a year, some two. I think I even read four, but in any case, it was a couple of years at least. And during that persecution, many of the Catholics had fallen away. We call those people the lapsi. That comes from the Latin word lapsus, which means the fallen. So they gave up their faith through fear of losing their life. And some of them returned, and some did not. But Pope St. Marcellus, when he was at last elected the pope, he welcomed them back very warmly. But there were some lapsi, some of the fallen away, that wanted to be let back in the church without having to do their canonical penance. There was at the head of that group an apostate, a lapsi, who had actually given up the faith even before the persecution began. So weak was his faith. And then there became such an uproar, a disagreement between those who wanted the lapsi to come back, but only after doing penance, versus those who just wanted to welcome them back into the church without any penance. And so sometimes these fights went on in the streets, even to the point of bloodshed. And so it was a very difficult time. And it became so bad that Maxentius, who was then in charge of the city of Rome, he then banished the pope to work in some sort of a field. There he would do manual labor for quite some time, a number of months. And then his clergy came and they rescued him. Then he went to this pious widow's house, and the house was consecrated, made into a church, and there the divine services were carried out most faithfully during that time of persecution. Well, finally, Maxentius heard about the fact that he was back. He had escaped, and now he was offering the Holy Mass and giving the sacraments in this old widow's home. So he went in. He took over the house, the church now, and he turned it into a stable with horses, cattle, and all sorts of farm animals. And he made the pope to be the caretaker of these animals. And he lived doing that. He carried those duties out the rest of his life. And because of the conditions in that stable, that is how he died, a martyr for our holy faith. But you see, we're all of us meant to carry that cross, as our Lord mentions in today's gospel, in one way or another. That pope, he was the shepherd of souls all over the world, and he was made the shepherd of a few horses, cleaning up their dung and putting the hay in a corner. That's what he had to do. The man with the highest dignity on earth. You and I might have to carry a little cross here and there in our daily life, and certainly all of us have a big cross in what is going on today, this communist takeover of our country. So much going on. Our daily life, well, it's no longer the same. Everything is changing. Our cross, you see, is to take up the cross. and to bear it manly and to follow our Lord? Does that mean that we roll over and we allow everyone else to take over our freedoms? No, but we fight as Catholics. We resist the masks. We resist all of these draconian measures that they're putting upon us in society. We live our life as we should, normal as normal people do. And you do your best. And then, of course, as Catholics, we always fall on our knees and we pray, because that's how it's all going to be settled. But remember, just as St. Marcellus, we all have our cross. Let's take it upon ourselves, even if we can manage with a smile today. Just take it day by day. Don't think too much about the future. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, and try to work on that smile, or at least remember to look at our Lord in the manger. That little baby will one day take the cross on his shoulder for you and for me. So can't we take the little crosses that he sends us for love of him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.